The women in the small boat stared out to where the Raja stood at anchor. Even stepping into the tiny vessel had filled them with dread of the unaccustomed rocking and the nearness of the water to where they were sitting. Now they were stiff with fear at the prospect of the coming voyage. But the Raja, how did a vessel with such high wooden sides and such tall masts continue floating on the surface? How would they climb up to the deck? The questions they did not dare to ask filled them with wonder and terror. Kezia Hayter felt her own tremor of apprehension, though not at the unpredictable movement of the little boat they were in. She'd made this short journey many times in the last 2 weeks, as they'd brought groups of women aboard the ship. No, she thought, it's not the boat. But this will be the last I see of London. There was much she was eager to leave, that was true. But the expanse of the unknown now stretched in front of her. What if that which lay ahead was worse than all she was seeking to escape? What if she might have changed things, or even mended them? She looked up at the small white clouds dotted about the blue sky above them, pushed along by a breeze strong enough to blow shawls into faces. The women around her huddled together for the short boat ride from Woolwich Dock to where the Raja was moored. On the dock, life went on. Hardly anyone had looked at the women, used as they were to prisoners being transported from this place. Men ran about the quay, carrying huge sacks of cargo. There were skinny children, barefoot by the riverside. Everyone seemed to be on their way somewhere, hurrying, running and calling to one another. Kezia couldn't help but stare at the Raja, floating stately and serene in the distance. What a splendid sight a ship was, she mused. And this one would be even lovelier once they'd set off, once the sails were unfurled and blooming like so many flowers from every mast. The thought calmed her.
"Now, ladies, be of good cheer," said a tall, sandy-haired man, sitting near the prow of the boat.
Kezia had met him during one of her earlier trips aboard. He had, in a cheerful tone and with a smile, introduced himself as James Donovan, the surgeon superintendent on the Raja, appointed by the same ladies who chose you. Now he was smiling at the women.
"This is a very short journey, less than half an hour, I assure you. We'll soon be aboard, and you'll be settled into your quarters, leaving behind the dark and chill of London for the sunshine on the other side of the world. Think of the creatures you'll find there. Animals and birds that are both strange and beautiful. A multitude of interesting insects. Don't despair. Take Miss Hayter here as your example."
He indicated Kezia.
"Does she seem to you in the least discomforted? Worried? No, she is as calm as a summer sea, and she'll be helping and guiding you on this voyage. You're very fortunate."
"Kezia," he whispered.
"Miss Hayter, I'm sure you'll join me in my hope that this journey to the other side of the globe will be as agreeable as possible for all of us."
"Yes, sir," said Kezia. "I shall try to make it so."
Now that she was boarding for the last time, she realised there could be no return from the decision she had made. She tried to imagine the weeks ahead. Would she miss her old life, her old home, even though there was much she was happy to leave? Would she be able to hide her homesickness, or any sickness she might feel from the motion of such a large ship? She was determined to be strong for the women, who were often victims, she thought, in spite of their behaviour. Her companions were convicts from the prison at Millbank, women who'd fallen into petty crime through association with criminal men, or had been put to work as thieves by brutal husbands or fathers. Transportation was the punishment laid down by law. Transportation to Van Diemen's Land. Kezia was pleased to see one woman she knew by name, Joan MacDonald, a familiar face. Joan was older than most of the others, unsteadier as she sat opposite Kezia. Her hair was streaked with grey, her brow a little wrinkled, and she was picking at the fabric of her skirt.